Let us read together the affirmation of faith. In life and in death, we belong to God. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, we trust in the triune God, the Holy One of Israel, whom alone we worship and serve. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us the courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of people long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. Today is Dedication Sunday, and we want to celebrate that, plus we want to have our own time of offering. So as the deacons will come forward after we pray, and then you have the opportunity to come. If you have a pledge card, you can put it in the basket. If you would like to come and make a personal dedication to God, you can do that also up here. Wait, please, till the deacons have passed your pew before you come forward, so we don't get a circus. Thank you. Dear God, we thank you for all that you've given us. We think first about our physical blessings of food and home, shelter and clothing. But we also know that you've given us gifts and skills. Each one of us is unique. We have ways of serving you that are different from our neighbors, but put together, they will bless everyone. We thank you for the time we have. Help us to dedicate some of that time for you and for your service. So we thank you for ourselves and for being here together. We pray that as we celebrate Thanksgiving, that we will be truly thankful in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we prepare to hear our prayers of the people, I'd like to invite you to share any prayer requests, and I have a couple here who are written. From Kitty, excuse me, for, these may be old. Did you, these may be old. Okay, never mind. Do we have any prayer requests? They must have been under the stack of papers that I put up. Sorry about that. Do we have any prayer requests today that we'd like to share? Yes, Joe? Okay. So pray for the nominating committee, and if you are asked to serve, please prayerfully consider serving. Janet?
A friend, Claudia Newman, who will be undergoing the procedure to shock her heart back away tomorrow.
We will pray for Claudia Newman as she gets her heart shocked. Other prayer requests? Yes, Becky.
Please pray for my friend Ella Hughes and her husband. He had a stroke this past week, and so she needs our prayers and support, and her family needs our prayers too.
Ella
Hughes.
Ella Hughes.
And her husband's name is John. Some of y'all have met Ella, comes sometimes here.
Oh, okay. Other prayer requests? I'd like to request prayers for the wildfires that are covering the South right now. It's been so bad in the Chattanooga area that you can't even see across the river. And some of the fires, at least some of the fires they know for a fact, were set on purpose. It's been very dry there. They finally got a little rain in parts of East Tennessee, probably Friday night, overnight Friday night, but they really need more. They've had more days of, you may have heard me say this, they've had more days, over the summer they had more days over 90 degrees than they've ever had and less rain than they've ever had. So when we were visiting my parents in September, the grass was crispy and you could see the dirt through the grass. I mean, it was just, I've never seen it like that. So please pray for the South, for the where the wildfires are. There was even, I saw some pictures where Jeff and I stayed after we fled Hurricane Matthew. The mountain behind where our cabin was burned. So I think it will regrow, but it's devastating and heartbreaking.
Also in Kentucky.
Yeah, also in Kentucky, Tennessee, Western North Carolina, Southwest Virginia, Northern Georgia, even South Carolina, just all over the Southeast. Pray for rain. Pray for significant rain. Safety of the firefighters. Safety of the people in the fire's path. Any other prayer requests? And let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you know all that we need before we even ask. And yet, it does us good to talk with you and to offer our prayers of need and also our prayers of joy when we have them. And so we come to you today with those joys and concerns on our hearts, some of them spoken, some of them not spoken, but we know that you will hear them, whether we have spoken them aloud or not. Lord, we pray today for our world, for this beautiful creation that you created for us to live in. We pray for those places where there is violence, where wars have driven the people from their homes. We don't want to forget the people in Syria and other places in the Middle East and in Africa, in Indonesia, where there are wars just seemingly continuously going on. We thank you for the relative peace of other parts of the world, and we ask that your peace spread like a wildfire across the world, and help us to take your peace wherever we go. We pray for our country. We pray for peace here as well, and we pray for justice for those who have lived with injustice for too long. We pray for equity in treatment of others and in job opportunities. And we pray for there to be plenty of housing and plenty of hope for those who are hopeless. We pray today for Ella and John Hughes. John had a stroke and is trying to recover. Friends of Becky's who are dear friends, and Ella has been with us before. We pray for John during this time, and Ella as well, as they struggle with his recovery. We pray for Claudia Naaman, who will be having her heart shocked to try to get it out of the AFib rhythm that it is in, be with her Lord and help the treatment to get her heart back into shape. We pray for the nominating committee as they consider those who will be asked to serve, and we pray for those who are asked that they will prayerfully consider serving. And we pray for all of the places in the South where there are wildfires, in Kentucky and Southwest Virginia and Eastern Tennessee and Western North Carolina and Northern Georgia and Northern South Carolina. And all of the places where there has been drought and where people have set damaging fires. We pray for those who are in the path of the fires, and we pray for the firefighters who have come from all over the country to help put out these fires. And Lord, we pray that there will be rain in this area soon and that your land will be healed. And now, Lord, in the quietness of this place, we do offer to you those prayers that are known to only to us in our hearts. Amen. We thank you for hearing our prayers today, O Lord, and we thank you for your loving care that you offer to us whenever we come to you in need. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is called Lead On, O Cloud of Presence, and it's in the Sing the Faith, number 2234. Thank you. go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.